Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump signed an order today imposing steep tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. The president signed
a dream of joining the national bobsled team. She worked out relentlessly and knew that if she just refused to give up, one day her dream would come true and she'd stand triumphantly up on the podium. But when her kids reminded her that she was 52 and she lived in Texas, and maybe she started dreaming this dream a little late in life, she gave up on not giving up. But then she heard how Geico could save her money on car insurance, so she switched and achieved that dream instead.
Schools across the nation have been getting hundreds of threats since the deadly South Florida shooting less than a month ago. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with more.
The Educator School Safety Network says since the February 14th shootings in Parkland, Florida, they know of at least 638 threats made against American schools, and they say that figure is probably low. They say some of the threats were real and were stopped in time, but a huge number were just hoaxes carried out by people with no access to weapons and no real intention of hurting anyone. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Today is International Women's Day, and calls for Tamika Mallory, the Women's March president, to resign have erupted after it was found out that she attended a February 25th speech where Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan made anti-Semitic statements and even gave Mallory a shout-out during the speech. Please remember to check us out at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Today, President Donald Trump held a cabinet meeting at the White House. A wide variety of topics were discussed, including sanctuary cities and the Department of Justice suing the state of California.
Sanctuary cities, we're working very hard. The Justice Department has done a fantastic job. I do think we should have legislation where we put an extra line in the money that we give them. You want the money, you can't have the sanctuary cities. That way we avoid the court battles all the time, which we probably will win, but who needs it? They want the money. They should give up on the sanctuary cities. It harbors horrible criminals. What the mayor of Oakland did the other day was a disgrace, where they had close to 1,000 people ready to be gotten, ready to be taken off the streets. Many of them, they say 85% of them were criminals and had criminal records. And the mayor of Oakland went out and she went out and warned them all, scatter. So instead of taking in 1,000, they took in a fraction of that, about 150. And they were all set. This was long in the planning. And she said, get out of here. And she's telling that to criminals. And it's certainly something that we're looking at with respect to her individually.
So far, no word or response from the Oakland mayor. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com and... Back at it we are with the entire gang.
We are in it, folks. Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemberski, my co-hosts all. Listen, fellas, before we jump into the list of stuff, can we just for a brief moment touch on, without saying names because I don't want to help them, but some box stores that have changed policy and decided to not sell any more Armalite-styled rifles, nor will they be selling to anybody that's not 21 or older, regardless of what the federal law or Constitution says. I bring this up. We were talking about it, folks, right before we went on the air. And I bring it up because I was immediately reflected back to the shooting in Connecticut.
Sandy Hook.
Sandy Hook in December of 2012. Several of the companies that are now taking this stance took it then. Now, I don't know what they're going to do this time, but I can share with you, being a gun shop owner myself, that I watched this stuff pretty closely. Back then, they did exactly the same thing, minus the age part. We're no longer going to sell these types of firearms. Listen, I applaud them. That's their right to be wrong. That's how I see that. But what they did back then is they pulled the stuff off the shelf for about 1 week, maybe 10 days, and then they put the stuff back on the shelf with outrageous, insulting, crazy prices. Ah, politics is a fascinating thing. I'm just telling you. It's an amazing thing. So anyway, listen, Miles, on the list, let me jump down somewhere in the middle of it to the guy that ran his Illinois campaign for office with a picture of himself smoking a joint with the backdrop of a U.S. flag. Only in Illinois can we find that kind of thing. What say you?
Yep, that's Illinois, Stan. That's why we call it that.
Does he have your vote?
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait to join that campaign and start knocking on doors.
You're going
to
knock on doors, write a check?
No, it looks like he's throwing a bowling ball.
Bowling ball? What's that now?
He's throwing a bowling ball.
Ludwig thinks that's his bowling ball.
You might want to join that team then.
I didn't delve into it deep. Is he a Democrat, a Libertarian, a Republican? What is this guy?
I didn't see, but it didn't surprise me when I saw that because, I was kind of like, well, everything else down here is off the rails. We allegedly have a Republican governor who turned us into a sanctuary state. And he lied to the Catholic Church about not using public funds to fund abortion. So, I mean, if that comes off as Republican to you, good luck with that.
Yeah, I'm reading this from Fox5NY.com. That's where I'm reading the article. The flag, by the way, in the background is a fascinating flag. It is the U.S. flag, although I'm guessing it doesn't meet the standards that most flags are asked to reach for. But the ad doesn't say whether he's a Democrat or a Republican or a Libertarian, only that he's a congressional candidate.
Well, it says running on a progressive platform.
Okay, well, there you go. So maybe that means he's a what?
Progressive?
Yeah.
Which
there's
would
no
be,
progressive party. You assume, but wasn't Teddy Roosevelt identified himself as a progressive Republican?
Yeah, I'm not sure that word means the same now.
You don't think you think that word's morphed a little bit, like classical liberalism?
Yeah, just a little bit.
I don't know.
I think of the word progressive, I don't associate it with what politics says is progressive.
Yeah, I don't know. And by the way, I don't have a clue whether this guy has a chance or not. I couldn't find anything that would find the district, and they were all hung up on the smoking of the marijuana. Of course, it's through the week we've seen splashes of this on the news and. the other side of it is if you need name recognition and you want folks to actually see you, where issues, right? I guess, when's your primary, Miles?
It's coming up in March, I think.
Oh, so you've got an early primary. This guy is really trying to knock the ball out of it, because our primary in Michigan isn't until August. I know all of the states that are playing this show right now, all of them got different primary dates, so it's hard to try to fathom that, but he's trying hard to knock the ball out of the park.
He's trying to smoke his competition in this race.
I like it. That's not bad for you there, Ludwig.
You think he knows Obama? Because, I mean, I would think Obama was hanging out with him after his little speech at MIT.
I don't know. I have no idea. Do you think they're sharing that? Maybe Obama was sharing that joint with him just off stage?
Yeah. He said, hey.
Wait, Obama doesn't smoke anymore.
Oh, yeah. Just like Bill Clinton didn't inhale.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know. House Democrats introduced bill prohibiting sale of semi-automatic weapons. Ludwig, Miles, any of you got an opinion on that bill that will immediately crash and burn out of the gate?
It makes no sense.
Why?
Because when you start talking about semi-automatic weapons,
that would be that's your Ruger 1022 they've been building since, I think, 64. That's your Marlin Model 60 that they've been building for longer than that, with a number of variants of it under different names that go back into the 30s. And they're all 22s, and they're all semi-automatic. But there again, an AR is really just a hot 22. 22 versus 223.
Well, and a majority of pistols are semi-automatic.
I don't know. I find it disingenuous, but what they know, of course, they know that this bill is going to crash. That wasn't the point of the bill. The point of the bill is the 2018 election. And as much as I rail against the gun nonsense, because I think they're arguing on the wrong end of the problem, it is a little bit refreshing, because we get a break from the misogyny and racist nonsense. So they've only got 4 or 5 bags of nonsense, and then their bag is empty. And this is something I don't want to say it's refreshing, but I'll call it comical.
We're no longer xenophobic, sexist, homophobic, racist now.
Just you.
We're now just gunslingers.
Don't say we. We're just talking about you now.
Oh.
Miles, where do you think this law stuff is going to end? And speaking of that, we're going to have Boomer from Heisinger's office at the bottom of the hour to give us an update on D.C., and that's one of the questions I want to make sure to ask him. But do you think we're going to move the needle here? Is there going to be some law changes? What do you think, Miles?
So do you think 2018 might be a midterm year?
Sounds like it, doesn't it? Sounds like some folks want to take back a chamber or two.
I think there's a bunch of people that are going to be able to go out in their very blue district and say, I voted to ban.
Yep, I reached for the ban. I want all gone. Send me a hundo.
I think it's going to backfire on them.
Listen, it goes to Miles' point in that regard. And we've talked about that here in Michigan. We've talked about it in Illinois. I know the numbers for Michigan. So the folks in Jackson, Mississippi, listening, the folks in Riverside, California, you guys know your areas. But in Michigan, for example, we've got 110 House seats on a state level, and of those 10, depending on who's telling the story, somewhere between 10 and 15 of those are up for grabs. The rest of them are either red or they're blue. So whoever wins those primaries in the respective party that district goes in, that person's, you know, short of something catastrophic, that person is going to win. I'm hearing bells. So that person is going to win. But it goes to Miles's point. If you're a candidate, or in this case an incumbent, and you're wanting to secure your position, and you're in a deep blue, we're watching Nancy Pelosi and Feinstein being challenged from the left. So you got to understand, and it's exactly to Miles's point, these folks wanting to keep their chairs can go back to their people that are crazy leftists and say, look, I'm trying to ban them all. Help me.
But don't they
send me money
for you by doing this? Because I know you have some Democrats at the shop. And they wouldn't support this.
Listen, we talked about this the other day, though. The folks that are activists, like the people that go to the state Democratic convention in California, I don't know that those people are representative of their grassroots normal. I don't know that they're representative of the folks that vote Democrat. I think they're a little bit further left. I think we see that.
Yeah. I don't think this is going to help their platform.
What do you think, Miles? I think it's right in their wheelhouse. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think right now the hair on fire left is looking for something like this, which is the reason why, you know, folks are going to clamor to vote for it, to go back to their districts and say, hey, this is where I was. I tried to ban.
I think you're exactly right, but Brian says we're going to a break, so folks, we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Well, here we are again, and I gotta tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
Here we have a powerful heavyweight, a train, weighing in at 6,000 tons. And this hasty lightweight challenger, a car, at just 1.5 tons.
This does not bode well for the car, or the people in it.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You are listening to The Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, and we are in the thick of it.
We really are, folks. We are in it. Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski, my co-hosts all. Listen, kind of picking up where we left off, guys, you know, I mentioned the fact that one of the Democrats had advanced a bill to prohibit the sale of semi-automatic weapons of any kind. Of course, they refer to them as weapons. I call them firearms, because the military causes them to be weapons, not civilians. That said, lawmakers overall, in general, rejected the Armalite-styled firearm ban as the bill. Of course, that's not how it was labeled, but that's how it should have been labeled. Moving beyond that, I just wanted to make that final point to that dialogue before the break, that the House isn't going to pass this stuff, so they're really literally just throwing out red meat in their very deep blue districts. That aside, Miles Bauer, a resident Trump publican, President Trump confirms he will run again in 2020. That's what he did this week. He announced it on Facebook. And then I might say that different. Well, he actually did announce it on Facebook, but he appointed his Facebook guru, Brad Parscale, as the campaign manager.
Yeah, I saw that.
And he did it, this is the interesting part, at least for me, he did it 980 days before America will decide on his second term. It's fascinating that a president would announce his bid for re-election this early. I don't know that I can find any record of other presidents doing that. What do you think that's about, Miles?
I think this is him kind of getting in Mueller's face, kind of going, hey, what are you still doing investigating? I mean, you know, it's been over a year. You still haven't found anything. You got a bunch of symbolic indictments going on here about taxes and stuff, things that occurred prior to Trump even announcing he was running. So I kind of think this is the president kind of putting his thumb in Mueller's eye.
I got to tell you, I agree with that, but I also think that the other side of it is a political statement to the electorate, meaning he genuinely, when he says there was no collusion and nothing was done wrong, he genuinely means that. And I think he's telegraphing to America, not only is that true, but I'm looking beyond this nonsense. That's kind of how I interpreted it. I hadn't thought of the Mueller connection until you brought it up, and I think that certainly plays a part of it, maybe even a large part of it, as a different way, a refreshing way, actually, of standing against Mueller. So you may be spot on with that.
You know, I mean, Trump has demonstrated from the get-go that he will hit back. And that's kind of his M.O., and I think this is just kind of his way of saying, lion Ted. Well, this time it's going after Mueller.
One thing, though, while we're talking about Trump's tenure thus far, is that this is my perception, and again, you're our resident Trump publican, you can tell me how I'm not seeing this correctly, or if indeed if I am, but his presidency has changed dramatically in the 13 months he's been in office. The first 6 months was a pretty bumpy ride. At least the media told us it was a pretty bumpy ride. I will give you that part. But even the general feel of the administration, and this is where I get to be cliche for a moment, even whether he appears presidential has changed, because he does now. You don't see a whole bunch of the bowling balls, to your point. It feels like he's pulled back on a lot of that stuff, and he's just that. He's appearing very presidential. Do you see that, Miles, or no?
No, I think his Twitter is still pretty good. And maybe this is my bias showing, because this is how I want him to be. This is the reason why I voted for him, was to get in everybody's face. But I did like when the Heritage Foundation came out and said that what 60-some percent of what his agenda was that he ran on is done already.
Right.
After just over a year.
Right, and in that report, if I recall, they gave a comparison report for what Ronald Reagan had been able to achieve in his first year. And listen, I'm a big Reaganite, but if you just do the percentages, Trump is out in front of Reagan for what they were able to achieve inside a calendar year.
Yep.
Is that your assessment?
Yeah, I can certainly agree with that, although I think again, the media is not going to give him the shake. The independent counsel is going to continue to dog him. I don't think Mueller's got his eye off of Trump, regardless of what the media says. I think Mueller's still there to go after Trump.
Oh, yeah.
I think there are a lot of people in Washington still going after Trump, even though I think much of what he's done has benefited flyover country who voted for him.
Listen, I got to tell you, the feel, at least from in the Michigan Republican Party, is not that way at all. I mean, there was certainly an obvious division after the election, and that lasted for a while. You still had Bush, G.W. Bush, throwing fireballs, and you still had Romney with some of his rhetoric. But that seems to have long since been squelched. When I'm working within the Republican Party in the state of Michigan, there are very few outliers that are still never Trumpers. Very few. The overwhelming majority, for instance, sitting in a state committee meeting with most of the leadership of the party from across the entire state of Michigan, their view was very much in unison in support. There applauds, claps to things that he's done, to things that the Republican Party are doing, wrapped around the agenda that he's advanced. It was a very different feel to the last couple times I've made my trips to our state capitol. Ludwig, what are you seeing in school? Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
No, the kids don't know anything about local politics.
Well, I'm not talking local. I'm talking about...
I barely know anything about national.
Okay. It's just not on their radar.
No, they think it doesn't affect them.
Okay. So they're responding to, though, when you do those polls, they're responding to them what they see on social media.
Yeah.
Is that really what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. That's where everybody gets their news today.
So they're not arguing about CBS versus Fox.
No.
Or NBC, I should say. Either. Same thing. I can't tell them apart, but okay. I get it. I guess I do. I think he's going to – do you think he's actually going to run, Miles? I get the announcement, but is he going to run? And if so, is he going to win?
You know, I think if the economy continues the way that it is and we don't have anything catastrophic, I think he certainly has the ability to get reelection. I think it'll be interesting, though, to see in a couple of years if he still wants to go at it as a 74 or 75-year-old.
That's my real reason. It wasn't a political reason. It's a guy that's in his mid-70s is a billionaire. At some point you go, how much more hassle and nonsense do I want to take? But one of the contrasts I want to make before we have to get to a break is, again, I'll point to the Rasmussen poll. The most recent this week shows Trump at his point in his term is 7% above where Obama was at that same day when this poll was taken. What I find ironic about that is the media had most of us believing that if Obama won again or could run again, nobody could beat him. So I thought, wait, if he would have been unbeatable if the Constitution allowed him to run, but everyone thinks that Trump ought not to run, has no chance of winning again, they just assume his catastrophe campaign if he runs. The numbers never bear out what those folks say.
But Obama wasn't reelected in 2012 based on numbers. He could have won forever.
Obama?
Yeah.
See, I just don't believe that.
I remember hearing people say, I don't like his policies, but I just love him. He's such a great guy.
But I think they were afraid to say anything different. That's what
I
think.
They went and re-voted him.
Well, they may have, but the polls show that, again, the polls show at this point that he was seven points down from where Trump is at this point.
Well, I agree.
Math is still the math. It's undeniable. Folks, we're going to go to a break and leave that debate right there. We'll be right back.
Ah, springtime. More color, more light. Let the sunshine in and frame it beautifully with fresh new window coverings from Budget Blinds. We're your neighborhood experts, and we're backed by the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. Only Budget Blinds gives you style and service for every budget. We do it all for you. Bring the showroom right to your home. Then expertly design, measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. This spring, the more you buy, the more you save. Up to 15% on select window coverings. Call your neighborhood experts and see for yourself. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Get savings up to 15%. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Let the sunshine in and frame it beautifully. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Mackinac Island, still Michigan's premier destination to get away, unplug, and breathe. You can savor those Mackinac Island memories by bringing Simply Superior brand Mackinac Island food products into your home. Simply Superior presents their all-new lobster mac and cheese, a delicious American classic with a refined twist. Now available with other fine Mackinac Island products at your local grocer.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump signed an order today imposing steep tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. The president signed the order with the vice president and flanked by other senior officials and members of the steel and aluminum industry. President Trump says once again why this was needed for the U.S. economy.
Other countries have added production capacity that far exceeds demand and flooded the world market with cheap metal that is subsidized by foreign governments, creating jobs for their country and taking away jobs from our country. I've been talking about this for a long time, a lot longer than my political career.
President Trump also addressed International Women's Day.
We also recognize that today is International Women's Day, and we're proud of all of the measures we've taken economically to empower women, especially in the workplace. You see what's happened.
You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like Accucheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. And we are back in.
We are in it, folks. Miles Bauer, Ludwig von Wiedendorski, my co-hosts, and we are joined by Brian Patrick, who we affectionately think of as Boomer, who is the communications director for our Congressman Bill Huizenga. Boomer, welcome back.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Mike.
Listen, I got a small bag full of questions to ask you, and because you know that Renegade River sells some firearms, you can't be shocked that one of my first out-of-the-bag questions are, what's really going on in D.C.? Are we going to see some restrictions on our Second Amendment?
I knew that question was coming, and it's going to be interesting to see how the conversation develops, because immediately we've seen Democrats try to politicize this tragedy, and it's very, very unfortunate. Quick history lesson, though. Back in December, the House took action to improve the background system. It was called H.R. 38. All right. In addition to fixing the background check system, this was in response to the church shooting in Texas, where there was a dishonorable discharge of someone who served in the military, who then was who had problems with, I believe, domestic violence, and was able to obtain a firearm. And because the system wasn't updated properly, he never should have been able to have that gun.
Right.
And went and shot that church. Paired with that bill, though, is a very strong and Second Amendment priority for Congressman Huizenga, is the concealed carry reciprocity. We know that CPL carriers are some of the most law-abiding and safest citizens we've got. So we passed that bill in the House, paired those two items together, and it sat in the Senate since December. You know, here we are, and we still haven't seen the Senate do anything. in terms of how do you address gun violence in schools, or how while protecting the Second Amendment. Unfortunately, this seems to be a pattern on a host of issues that the Senate can't seem to find 60 votes on.
I guess I'm a little bit dumbfounded on some of it, and I need to delve in a little bit deeper, I guess, into process. The 60 vote criteria, the supermajority, what I identify as a supermajority, Boomer, is that on everything? Because I thought that was only on given certain funding issues and et cetera.
So, no, the 60 vote is how it's a technical procedure, basically, and that what the threshold does is allow the Senate to advance the bill to allow for debate. Okay, that's the technical term there. So you have to get those 60 votes, and then the Senate can proceed to debate whatever the underlying piece of legislation is. Now, there are some, when we use reconciliation for tax reform, for example, there are some budgetary items that drop it to a simple majority down to 51. But for the vast majority of legislation that's considered in the Senate, you have to get 60 votes to advance. Yeah. Obviously, confirmation hearings were changed also under Harry Reid, and they have remained that way under Senator McConnell's leadership as well.
As an outsider looking in, it's all a very frustrating process to me, because a lot of these things that are just sitting on somebody's desk waiting for five or six or seven people to join in the band of common sense, people's lives are being lost. And that's my interpretation of what kind of power the Senate Debate Club amasses when they do that. And as I understand the 60-vote rule, that came from Senator Byrd trying to control his own caucus in the Senate, because they would swerve so far to the left that Byrd was trying to hold them from taking over everything.
You know, Congressman Heisinger likes to say, the Democrats are my opponent, but the Senate is my enemy. Because we're very frustrated in the House. I know you have the outside perspective on this, but from a more internal perspective, I mean, we try to address a myriad of issues in the House, or whatever it may be, this specific one being, how do we improve our background check while respecting the Second Amendment?
Right.
And all we hear from the nickname, you know, the world's greatest deliberative body, is nothing. I mean, they don't even deliberate on these right now. And so I think it speaks to just the partisan divide that's in the country. But, I mean, we should be able to come together on certain issues, you know, but I think tax reform was a great example of it. I mean, we couldn't get a single Senate Democrat to cross the aisle and support tax cuts. That's ridiculous.
Well, a lot of them love it now. Well, they kind of do. They don't like that it might be very good news for the Republicans in the midterms. For the effect it's had on the economy. But when you listen to them talk, they've got a very different tone now than they did the week of its passage.
Well, I think yes, and the polls reflect that, and I think they're waking up to that. We've seen some internal polling that has leaked across from some Democrat super PACs and things like that have really shown that there's been a vast change across the country, and that people are coming, they're seeing the results of this in their community, they're seeing the results, the positive results of tax reform in their own paychecks, and at their own employer in a lot of cases. And so Democrats severely misjudged, A, the economic policy, but B, also the politics behind it as well. And I think, for as much as Democrats think they're going to have a wave election and everything else, you know, it's in a lifetime before November. But there's some real issues that they have to contend with their own party. In addition to their economic policy, they're also trying to purge out pro-life members of their caucus. If you look at what's happening with Illinois right now, there's a Democrat down there, seven-term member, Dan Lipinski, okay? He's part of the bipartisan pro-life caucus.
Right.
All right? You know how dearly Congressman Heisinger values life and has tried to create a culture of life. The DCCC won't even endorse, in a primary, their seven-term incumbent.
You know, Boomer.
It's insane.
Boomer, we've talked about that off and on for the last several days on this show, where we're watching Feinstein not get, in fact, by vote, lose the California state DNC's endorsement. Her opponent didn't get the endorsement because he fell 3% short of their criteria, but he overwhelmed her in terms of votes from the delegation of that Democratic state convention. We're seeing a primary. In fact, right before you came on, Miles and I were discussing one of the long-term congressmen from Chicago City being primaried from some guy smoking dope in his latest ad. There's a lot. It's kind of fascinating because we hear in the media how many Republicans are not running for re-election, But they're not then following up by talking about how many Democrats are being primaried. There's a bunch of them.
That's absolutely true. And, I mean, what we're seeing, Mike, is in 2010, and I know you were a part of this, you saw the rise in the conservative movement of the Tea Party. All right. What we're seeing now, though, is the opposite of that. We're seeing a progressive left grassroots movement challenge what has been known as the Democrat establishment, and that is going to pull our politics in Washington even a further divide, because they're going further and further to the left. Going to the left isn't how Democrats would build a majority. You need those swing seats and stuff like across the country, whether it's the open seat in Michigan, District 11, or a myriad of seats across the country. That's not how you build a majority. So it's going to be interesting to see how, when these primaries are held, what the Democrat Party does with that.
It is going to be interesting, Boomer. One of the things, again, that we've talked about on this often is that, in fact, in this show today, that the average Democrat, I've, like most folks, I've got friends and I've got relatives that are Democrats, and listen, those folks that I know, we don't agree on some issues, but they're not far, I mean, left of Nancy Pelosi's. You need a telescope to see that person. And so I'm pausing to say, is the party apparatus no longer representing the grassroots and the electorate that typically vote Democrat? To me, when I look at it as a layman, it looks like a political train wreck for the Democrats. And by the way, everyone knows I'm a partisan. I'm very much a Republican, but I don't want a country with a one-party system. I want them to be healthy so that we can have an invigorated debate in the arena of ideas. And I don't see a healthy Democratic Party right now.
No, I think that's an accurate assessment, Mike. Just last night, for example, or yesterday, we saw the announcement of Carter's, the children's clothing manufacturer and retail store. They're based out of Georgia, okay? And they announced bonuses for employees, part-time and full-time, and then they also announced a $20 million commitment to the retirement program for their employees, 100% match in some cases.
Right.
That's awesome, right? You know what some of the response that I saw on social media? A response to that post was, it was the end of civilized democracy. So when we compare that, so if a child's clothing store announcing bonuses and increased retirement savings for its employees is the end of civilized democracy, how far has some
gone Boomer,
to the left?
Boomer, they've gone. But listen, I got to stop you because we're out of time. Folks, we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your Auto Value Parts store,
where service is the difference.
We get it.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, and it is back. I'm talking about the Enigma Report.
Folks, we are back. Miles Bauer, Ludwig von Wiedendorsky. Listen, I got another enigma here that I can't get my head around. Things continue to surprise me. As long as I've been doing this, I'm still surprised. So the enigma: where is the left really at on misogyny, parenthood, and specifically, where is the left at on fatherhood? And I ask these questions because I'm watching ABC order a new talk show with Alec Baldwin. I don't get it. Where are they at on these topics? This is the guy that called his own daughter, his own 11-year-old daughter, a rude, thoughtless pig. Y'all remember that when he was screaming into her voicemail about what a rude, thoughtless little pig she was? He called her obnoxious and a whole bunch. Listen, I raised four daughters. I think several of them are listening right now. That's not how fathers talk to their daughters. That's not the relationship that daughters are going to grow up and foster strength from. I'm just telling you, that is not the path to a successful society. And why in the world would ABC think that this nitwit with that kind of background, how many times have we watched him out in the streets of New York screaming at some female news reporter for asking him the wrong question, talking to her with several of them, not just her, many hers, talking to them with absolute condescendence, foul language. And they're giving this guy a platform to talk on a national level because he represents who? Not being respectful to women, not wanting to raise children in a healthy atmosphere. These are not the things that... Miles, help me. Who are these monsters that think this is a good idea?
Hey, this is Hollywood, you know? I mean, haven't you seen the Oscars or the Grammys or any of that funness?
Listen, I don't understand it. I'm the guy that thinks that the gun violence... By the way, folks, and the baseball bat violence and the fire violence, all of the violences under whatever methodology they use is rooted in the destruction and in the free fall of the American family, therefore the American culture. And when I look at Alec Baldwin, I think he's the picture definition of the problem. And they don't want to help squell these things. It appears that they want to magnify them. Ludwig?
Remember, this is the same network that canceled a show about a man who owned a sporting goods store, had three daughters that were all different types, from a tomboy to a prima donna to a child out of wedlock with an uber leftist husband called Last Man Standing.
So he represented the American family.
Yeah,
and that's what he represented. They canceled that. They canceled that. Well, they kept saying that wasn't the reason.
We all know that's true.
But they canceled that show, but they're okay with this kind of show from this guy with a foul mouth that talks to women like they're dogs.
They want another Jimmy Kimmel type person to operate late night, since it'll be Sunday, I believe. So now they'll have Sunday through Friday with a political agenda talk show available.
Nice.
And then listen, the NBA or NFL on Saturday.
Listen,
night.
You got to understand, folks, I'm not calling to squelch opposition views. I'm really genuinely not. But when I look at the problems that we're having, yes, like I mentioned, with firearms, with everything across the board, because they only talk about firearms, folks, we've got a lot of cultural problems going right now. It would seem to me that there'd be some kind of personal responsibility that ABC, the leadership at ABC, or the media in general, to Miles' point, the folks that run the Golden Globes, the folks that run the Oscars, would have some kind of sense of personal responsibility for the message and therefore the culture that they're advocating. This guy should not be an advocate for a safe and friendly and tolerant culture, because that's not what he is. He's the antithesis of all of that. Miles, am I being shrill? Am I just wrong?
No, I mean, clearly something's going on in the culture. I mean, when you look at just simply at the school shootings.
Right.
But I would also say I find it very fascinating how everybody's avoiding how poorly local, state, and federal government failed, and no one wants to talk about that. It's crickets.
They may be silent a little bit, but listen, I think we've played into that. And let me give you an example about those deputies that didn't go in during that shooting. And because these things don't happen in a vacuum, in my view. So we've watched for the last 2 years, we've talked about it a lot on this show, where every time there was an incident somewhere in the United States, President Obama was on national television bagging on law enforcement and defending whoever the culprit was. The cops got to the point, listen, I grew up in a cop family. I can tell you front seat. The cops got to the point where they were afraid to take action. And now the exact same rotten, pinheaded people are going to attack those cops for inaction. So wait a minute. You didn't like it when they took action. You don't like it when they have no action because they're afraid of the liability. We cause these things. We cause those cops to stand out there and say, jeepers, I don't know what to do. If I go in there and have to kill somebody, what are they going to do to me? They're going to destroy my career. They're going to toast me. They're going to show me on MSNBC every night for a week. What do I do? We've caused that in law enforcement. We've got the HIPAA bill. We've got all of these bills, all of these laws that are designed to cause people within our government structures to not communicate. That's a problem. When we get to the end of it and go, how'd that happen again? Well, we caused it by allowing all this other nonsense. But it goes to a question, in my view, Miles, that you asked during the break. Are these folks that are driving this narrative, the Uber candidates that are running for office, primarying their own leftist incumbents, the folks that think Alec Baldwin is a good role model for television, are those folks in keeping with the Democrat voters? The folks in my family that happen to be Democrat, are those folks representative of regular Democrat people? Or is that group walking so far left that they're walking off a cliff they've created for themselves? Miles, what do you think?
You know, with as far left as the Democrats appear to be going, I got to tell you, I've kind of lost track of the Democrats. I'm kind of sitting back, eating my popcorn, watching to see where the Democrats actually fall out.
Yeah, I can't read the tea leaves, folks. I don't get it. I don't know Democrats in my universe, in my little world, that would be able to pass a lie detector test and saying Alec Baldwin is the guy that we need to mainstream in the United States as a role model, as a whatever you want to put. That to me is the man that they should say, we don't want to associate with him. We don't want him to be part of our messaging. The Democrats that I know wouldn't point him and say, no, we need more of that. We need more of somebody out in the middle of New York City on Broadway screaming at female reporters. Ludwig?
If this was Bruce Willis or Mel Gibson or any other actor like that, we would not have heard from them again. In fact, Mel Gibson has to support and finance his own movies now because of his tirade yet.
Because they won't touch him.
They won't touch him. But this guy gets a pass.
This guy's okay. That guy, no.
Yeah.
And you go, wow, are regular rank-and-file Democrats. I just don't believe that they're on that wavelength. Most of the ones I know that we disagree with on issues, that doesn't make them dishonest. It doesn't make them liars. It just means we disagree on issues.
Well, I know, like, Bruce Willis has got a new movie coming out, and I was like, finally, a guy I can go support. I can go watch this movie if I want. It looks really good.
But listen, they're even screwing up the next Star Trek by bringing in an R deal with some that nutcase. What's his name, Torino?
Quentin Tarantino.
This guy's a nut by
He's
any measure.
Star Trek?
He's the director of it.
Oh, my
He's
gosh.
Ruined it. I don't even want to go. And normally I'm the guy watching it. Oh, it's only a year away. It's only 8 months away.
Did you drive 2 hours to see the last one with Miles?
I did. Miles and I met down in, where were we at, Michigan City? Listen, I love that series. I'm not in a big hurry to watch this because the left has screwed something else up.
Yeah, they did Star Wars, too.
Folks, I wished it were non-political. It's not that I want to advocate for my politics. I don't want it. That's not entertainment to me. The enigma is what are we doing as a culture to reel these screwballs in? That's the enigma for me. The answer appears to be nothing. We'll find out at the midterms. We'll know in November what we're doing to reel these screwballs in. Listen, folks, I'm hearing music. Do me a favor. Visit RenegadeRiver.com. Send me a message. And please go to the Facebook page for The Mike Hewitt Show. And then also go to Instagram and Twitter at Talk Mike Hewitt. I've done it. I'm doing good. Miles and Ludwig, Brian, thank you very much. Folks, most of all, thank you very, very much. And we'll see you tomorrow. And look forward to it. Enjoy the good weather.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-847-3191. That's 800-847-3191. 800-847-3191.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.